Hi everybody, this is Jennifer Johnson with LedgerLite.com, and today I want to talk to you about what to do if you have a vendor who is also a customer or a customer who is also a vendor. This is actually a really straightforward fix. Now, as you may have figured out, QuickBooks does not allow you to use a customer name in vendor areas, and similarly with the vendor names, you cannot use vendor names in customer areas. So what that means is if you have somebody in your customer list, then you cannot use that same exact name on, for example, your Enter Bills window. Enter Bills is part of the Accounts Payable module of QuickBooks, and that's going to be only for vendors. Likewise, if you have a name in your vendor list, then you cannot use it on a customer invoice. So what you're going to do is you're going to set up a brand new name in the corresponding list and make a small change to the end of it. So what I like to do is on the customer side, I'll put their name. So for example, John Smith-C. And then on the vendor side, I will put John Smith-V. And that makes it really straightforward. You're going to want to fill in the rest of the information, you know, their address and all of their contact information the same way. And that way you can have the same person in QuickBooks and then use them appropriately on the different forms. All right, I hope this was helpful. My name is Jennifer Johnson. Please give me a call if you need any help with QuickBooks or tax or accounting. My number is 760-933-8660 or visit my website, ledgerlite.com. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.